This is K.M. Weiland, and you are listening to the 639th episode of the Helping Writers Become Authors podcast. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Where should you start plotting your story? So where should you start plotting your story? Why at the beginning, of course, except when it comes to fiction, it's not always that simple, is it? One of the key principles of story theory is the ending is in the beginning. What this means is that any consideration of how best to begin a story must always include considerations of how best to end it, not to mention all the stuff in between that gets you to the ending. So, where should you start plotting your story is a legitimately thoughtful question for any writer to ask, as did Max from Australia, who asked me, I went back to redraft an earlier redraft of a novel and started at the end. I am working backwards to the middle section, which I was never quite happy with, and see how I could have done a better structural job. So maybe one day you could post about where to start the story, back end, middle, or front end. Now, first off, let me just distinguish that what we're discussing here today is not so much the question of whether you should write your story chronologically, but rather whether you should plot your story chronologically. Now, of course, for writers who prefer to discover plot as they write, this distinction won't matter. But for the rest of us, it can often be helpful to realize that while we may be at our best writing the scenes of the first draft in chronological order, we can, and probably should, consider our plot from a perspective that lets us jump outside the story's chronological time and space so we can gain a big picture view. Some writers prefer to outline the story's plot before writing the first draft. Others prefer to analyze the plot after winging the whole thing in a rough draft. Either way, every writer must eventually step back and examine the plot from a bird's eye view. When we do this, what are we looking for? One of the first things to examine is the structure of the plot. And how do you do this? You start by identifying the structural through line. And this will include all of the major structural moments in the story. As I teach them, they look like this. The hook at the very beginning of the story, the inciting event around the 12% mark, the first plot point around the 25% mark, the midpoint or second plot point around the 50% mark, the second pinch point around the 62% mark, the third plot point around the 75% mark, and the climax around the 88% mark. And I talk about all of that in depth in my book, Structuring Your Novel. And I also recently did an interview on YouTube with the channel Studio Binder, in which I break down the 8 beats of structure, and we talk about how they show up in Jurassic Park if you're wanting a more hands-on example and demonstration. Now, no matter how complex your story, these 8 beats always come together to create a unified whole. Aside from their own unique structural roles, they should all be about the same thing. They should all feature your protagonist as the primary actor, and they should all function together to tell a unified story. Indeed, if you're uncertain how to summarize your huge sprawling novel for a query synopsis, just focus on the structural beats. What happens in these beats is what's most important to your story. You should be able to tell someone the entire story just by describing these 8 beats. If any one of these beats sticks out as the one that doesn't belong, that's a sign that the structure has gone astray in at least one place. And if you need some examples of how to do this, you can check out the Story Structure Database on my site. Now, this is how you troubleshoot a plot after you've already created it. But what if you haven't created it yet? In that case, as Max asks, is there a specific structural beat that offers the single best starting place for creating cohesion and resonance in all the other beats? The short answer is no. You can begin crafting your plot anywhere within the story's chronology. The when and the where isn't important as long as you make sure all the other beats come together to create a unified whole. Largely, the best approach will come down to 2 factors. Factor number 1, the author's own preference. How does your brain like to work? those who are linear brain generally do best when we can work as chronologically as possible. But those who prefer the mind mapping approach maybe do better to jump around more. Sooner or later, however, we all have to hone both skills. Linearity is clearly important in the art of writing fiction, but so too is the flexibility required to repeatedly zoom in and out to make sure everything is working on both the micro and the macro levels. And factor number two, what idea comes first to you? So personally, I have never plotted any two novels in quite the same way. Every story is, as I like to say, its own adventure. How I approach figuring out a story's structure always depends on what ideas come to me first. Sometimes the ending will be clearest, sometimes the beginning, other times it will be the first plot point or the third plot point that comes as the formative idea, and everything else is shaped around that. And so the longer answer to the question of where should you start plotting your novel is, it depends. So following is a quick overview of the main concerns when plotting a novel, depending on where it makes the most sense for you to start brainstorming according to what scene ideas are already in the bank. Starting place number one, beginning at the beginning. In which case you're going to want to focus mostly on your story's premise. So the most obvious place to begin is always at the beginning. If you need to begin planning your plot structure based on an idea for an opening scene, then the good news is that you get to work, or at least start out working, in chronological order, an approach that lends itself to an organic unfolding of cause and effect in your own imagination. The quote-unquote bad news is that you still have everything to figure out about the rest of the structure. Usually the best place to start this process is by using what you know about your opening scene to build your story's premise. Even if all you have at this point is an opening scenario, you can start intuiting the structure that will follow by imagining what sort of premise will arise from this scenario. At its simplest, the premise is a short summation of what the story is about. I prefer working with a one or two sentence premise that distills specific aspects of the story, allowing me to quickly identify the major mechanics I will be using going forward. Although you can always modify your premise sentence as you go, having this as a starting place offers a useful touchstone for creating cohesion as you dream up the structural beats that will follow. And you can find guidelines for creating a premise sentence in my Outlining Your Novel workbook and the Outlining Your Novel workbook software. For example, the premise sentence I'm working with at the moment for my fantasy Wildblood is, an immortal knight cursed to protect the realm forever must journey with a dying queen to an ancient well in hopes that her magical bloodline may be able to end the apocalypse of eternal winter before a fabled sorcerer can steal all their powers. Starting point number two, beginning with the first plot point, in which case your first focus might be conflict. So personally, one of my favorite places to begin plotting is with the first plot point. This is the first major structural moment in the story, providing the turning point between the normal world of the first act and the adventure world of the second act. It's a big moment in any story. And if you know what you want to have happen here, then you will already know quite a bit about the story. The first plot point is the structural moment in the story at which your protagonist will fully engage with the story's main conflict. The setup of the first act is now over, and the story's conflict will now be full on, whether that means drama, romance, or action. By examining how the conflict functions in your story's first plot point, you can figure out how it will progress from here. For example, I started with the first plot point when plotting my historical love story, Behold the Dawn, which is about a marriage of convenience between a mercenary knight and an on-the-run widow. Even before I knew anything else about this story, I knew this beat would have to happen since it features the wedding that kicks off both aspects of the main conflict, their marriage and their escape from those who are trying to kill them. Starting place number 3, beginning with the midpoint, in which case you're going to want to focus on the moment of truth. So in many ways, the midpoint is the most crucial moment of the story. Everything literally hangs upon this central moment, not least because it thematically features a moment of truth in which the characters will be faced with a difficult realization about themselves and their best path forward toward their goals. No matter how you look at the midpoint, it is a loaded moment for the plot, character, and theme in your story. And this makes it a prime place to begin plotting your story. The main gift the midpoint gives you is the moment of truth. If you know what huge realization your characters will have, one that will change their direction in the plot and their own internal perspectives within the character arc, you will know a lot about your story. Its central location means you can then extrapolate a lot about both what's come before and what will come after. One of my favorite models for thinking about the midpoint is James Scott Bell's concept of the mirror moment, in which the protagonist is brought face to face with himself, perhaps literally via a mirror, or perhaps only symbolically, in a way that forces him to an internal reckoning between the lie he has so far believed and the truth that is now knocking at the door. For example, one of the earliest scenes that came to me from my historical dieselpunk adventure Storming was the midpoint. In this story, a barnstorming biplane pilot clashes with air pirates in a dirigible. And the midpoint is the first moment when the pirates stop skulking in the clouds and make themselves known during a spectacular battle at an air show. Knowing the story was building toward this allowed me to plan all the scenes leading up to the battle and all those leading away. And starting place number 4, beginning with the ending, in which case you're going to want to focus on what happens in the climax. So next to beginning with the beginning, probably one of the most popular choices is beginning with the ending. This is a sound choice. As mentioned at the top of the episode, if you know how to end the story, then you have all the material you need to know how to properly begin it. Your idea for your story's ending might focus on the final moments of the resolution after the main conflict has been resolved, or it might focus on the high action of the climax, which does the resolving. Either way, knowing how things will turn out for your protagonist will give you sound ideas for how to set up everything that comes before. Knowing how your story ends gives you insight into what kind of character arc your protagonist is following, what thematic premise your story is proving, and how the conflict will be resolved, that is, in your protagonist's favor or not. And using this info, you can then circle back to the beginning to make sure you are properly setting up and foreshadowing everything that will come. For example, although I don't always know the events of my story's climax right away, I do usually know how I want the story to end. With my gas lamp fantasy Wayfarer, about a young man in Georgian England who gains superpowers and fights crime in the Dickensian underbelly of London, I knew I wanted, surprise, and of course this is a spoiler, I knew I wanted a poignant ending that showed him, now an outlaw, nobly leaving his would-be love interest in order to continue wayfaring. From this, I began to figure out what type of character arc he would be following, which of course was one in which he started out with not so noble motives, and what sort of conflict would create the circumstances of this final scene. So the reason it really doesn't matter where you start plotting is simply that eventually you'll have to bounce around and cover everything else anyway, and then bounce back to the place where you started to make sure it still fits with all the other plot pieces you've created. This is the great challenge of writing long-form fiction, making sure all the many, many pieces hang together in a neat row that resonates with readers on all levels. Plotting is rarely a simple proposition, no matter how you do it, but the secret is twofold. Number one, understand structure so you know what each piece is designed to do and how it affects all the other pieces. And number two, rely on your own instincts to guide you to the scenes and ideas that feel rich enough to propel your exploration of everything else in the story. And now I hope you will stop by the site and join in the conversation and tell us, where do you start plotting your story? If you'd like to be part of the word player community over on my site and join in the conversation on this subject, be sure to stop by the website at helpingwritersbecomeauthors.com. You can always find a transcript of the most recent podcast and add your voice to the discussion by visiting the first post on the site's homepage. And don't forget that if you're looking for an older post, you can always find those by putting the podcast title in the search field at the top of the right-hand column. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music, or whatever your favorite podcast platform may be. And if you'd like to do something to support helping writers become authors, it always means a ton if you're able to leave just a quick rating or review on your site of choice. Also, many thanks to those who support my work on Patreon. Your patronage helps make helping writers become authors and its many resources available to writers everywhere. If you're interested in becoming a patron, you can find out more at patreon.com/kmwyland. Thank you so much for listening to the Helping Writers Become Authors podcast, and be sure to check back again next week.